District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
Hello, this is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. Today we're talking with Sophie Stott from Quickmail. Sophie's talking about what I think is a new trend is fulfillment and distribution.
So fulfillment and distribution is a range of things for different businesses, but effectively it's when, particularly if we're talking in the e-commerce space, someone has a business online, maybe a Shopify store or some other platform, and they pick and pack their goods themselves as the orders come in, put them into boxes, take them down to the post office, and they do it all themselves. But at some point, they're going to want to make a decision as to whether they outsource the pick and pack and fulfillment and distribution of their products.
Because they get too busy.
That's right, yeah. And they're better off spending their time really looking at how they can scale their business, take it to the next level, rather than picking and packing the orders.
So you want to give them time to work on their business and not in it.
Certainly.
Have you got an example of what fulfillment and distribution is from one of your existing customers?
Sure. So we've got one new client that recently developed a pair of safety glasses that were not only safety glasses, but they were also stylish. And the business is called Safe Style. He developed this product himself and started selling them online. He got to a point where he was doing a decent amount of orders per day and having to pick and pack and ship them or take them to the post office himself, which was great, except he really wanted to be working on the marketing of the business and I think also perhaps taking a holiday every now and then too.
You can't do that.
and also he knew that he wanted to grow the number of orders every day, and he knew that it just wasn't possible for him to continue to do that every day, get to the post office. He also didn't have enough space for his inventory. I know that he was keeping boxes at his dad's house and using his spare room. So he looked around for a third-party logistics or pick-and-pack option, and he spoke with us, and we were able to assist him by holding onto his stock, and then as the orders come in, pick, pack, and ship them for him every day. What we were also able to do is assist by we've developed an API where we can link with directly with his Shopify store, which means that as the orders come into his Shopify store, they come directly across to our platform. So as soon as those orders are placed, we can begin to start picking and packing them. We can also then send the tracking number back to his Shopify store, which allows an email to be sent to his client to let them know that the item's been shipped, give them their tracking number so they can get an understanding of when they're going to receive their product.
Where's your warehouse?
We're based in Kenwick, just outside of Perth, and we've got lots of room there where we can store a range of different products.
Not far from the airport.
That's right, yep. Most of our mail does go to the airport once it's picked up.
When a business has grown to the point where they need to look for outsourcing, what do they do next?
Well, really, Alan, there's two different options that they can look at. The first one is to go and get their own warehouse, and the second is to go for a fulfillment centre option. So you could go and own and operate your own warehouse or rent some space, which is great. It does give someone full control over the process. It allows them to control how their products are presented and packaged, and it lets them really understand the full process and have control of it. But the downside of that is you do actually need to go and do everything or hire staff to do that. So the other option is to outsource to a fulfillment centre, or which is also known as 3PL or third party logistics. And that means you can get immediate access to a company that's already put in place systems and processes. So the great thing about that is you can walk in and know that you're dealing with someone who knows exactly what they're doing with regard to holding, picking, packing and shipping stock. Generally, they should be really good at looking after inventory management. So how much stock are we holding? And where is it within the warehouse? So there should be really efficient operations already set up. They should be able to receive inbound inventory and be able to let you know when that stock's arrived. They'll also have all the equipment already set up for labelling and shipping, which makes it easier, so you don't need to set that up already, and they'll be able to handle any returns, which, depending on the type of e-commerce business you have, is a really important part of your business strategy, because you'll find, particularly where things are in different sizes, people do want the option to be able to send returns back, easily have them received back, and then potentially get that other sizing sent back to them. So it is important that the warehouse that you choose can handle returns effectively.
That's great.
The other benefits for going to a fulfillment center is that your orders are going to be managed and processed for you, regardless of any personal issues or business issues that you might have. So if the kids need to get picked up from school or you want to go for a holiday, your orders are still going to be picked and packed and sent to the post office or to the courier company.
That's a big benefit.
It is, because that allows people to also grow their business, sell more. As you start to scale, you do need to be able to spend time on other things within your business. It can also reduce unnecessary overheads, because generally with a third-party logistics provider, you'll only pay for storage that you use. So you're not paying for a big warehouse that's only half full. The other great thing about it is scalability. So as you grow, they should be able to handle that and offer you more space or more pickers and packers that can get your orders out quickly for you.
Human resources these days, a real major worry for small, medium businesses.
That's right. And working with a third-party logistics provider will mean that you don't have to worry about that.
Well, Sophie, if someone was looking to outsource, what sort of questions do they need to ask you or ask?
So generally, you need to make sure that the provided services are what you are looking for. So most fulfillment and distribution third-party logistics companies will be able to offer warehousing, order fulfillment and the shipping. But there might be other things that you need for your business. So does your stock need to be temperature controlled? Is there a particular security that needs to be around the products that you have? Do you have any other special needs around packaging, or any other particular things that need to be done uniquely for your business? So it's important when you go and talk to a third-party provider that you tell them exactly what you need, so that they can give you the answers there and you can find out whether there's a good fit between yourselves and that business. So the second thing is pricing, and it's important to remember that the cheapest is not always the best. And most fulfillment and 3PL companies will have different models of pricing. So it's important to maybe ask for a basket price. So to say to them, okay, if I had two pallets, four stock keeping units or SKUs, and I sent this many orders and give them some examples of orders, find out what the pricing would be, because you never know, there can always be some hidden costs, admin fees and different things that you might not have calculated into the price. So it is important to really sit down with your chosen third-party provider and talk to them about how they're going to structure their pricing.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts, 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.